The Fairbanks City Council approved an ordinance last night that puts a proposed property tax increase to a public vote this fall. The hike is aimed at compensating for lost state revenue due to low oil prices. During a public hearing, former State Revenue Commissioner Mary Nordahl of Fairbanks told the council she served during the last major oil price slump recession in the 1980s, which lasted 2 years.
We're not going to be rescued this time. The world is awash in oil and gas.
City voters will be asked to approve raising property taxes by about $63 per $100,000 of assessed value to cover for $1.7 million in lost state revenue sharing. Nordahl described the property tax vote as a first step toward rethinking how local government is financed.
We need to think seriously about the services that are rendered, what services we want, how intensively we need those services, how we're going to finance them, and how the citizens are going to react within the confines that the financial strictures impose.
Nordahl advised the council to establish a committee to examine city services and how to pay for them. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth agreed, saying city codes guide spending and how contracts must be negotiated have not been followed in some cases, making it tough to ask property owners to accept a tax increase.
Before we ask people for money, I really think we need to get our house in order and do our jobs. And then we show that we've been prudent and that we've saved some money. We've actually made some hard choices. Then we take it to them.
The ordinance putting the tax hike question to voters was approved 4-2, with Cleworth and Councilmember David Pruse the no votes. The municipal election is October 3rd.